There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, here to welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues. What is on your mind today? By the way, if you are out there planning, we had a caller earlier called on a different topic, but let us know he was calling from the track of planning. Love to hear from you. Give an update on how things are going. I know there's potential for some rain out there that is welcome right now, but how much planning have you got done? How are things looking? Is it wet? Is it dry? What a few places actually are a little wet, believe it or not. I don't know if that's widespread, but I know that I've heard a few folks talk about that, especially up there around Donnybrook and parts just to the west of there. Here's our telephone numbers to join the discussion today, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I have, thanks to the good folks at Medora, where the one and only Teddy Roosevelt that you heard last hour with us will be putting on a fabulous performance, a pair of 18-hole rounds of golf at Bully Pulpit Golf Course. For this upcoming season. That's right. A freebie. Now, Todd, how do you think we should give these away? What is it we should require from the lucky winner to claim them? How about this? The best answer on what our response should be to the newest social media craze, the newest social media challenge, to stomp on the American flag.
There you go.
What should our response be to that? Teddy Roosevelt, I thought, had a pretty good response. Number one, his initial reaction was like me. You know, boy, if I come across that, I'm probably going to need bail money. But once you get over the outrage of this kind of stupidity, and then you kind of say, just ignore it. Just absolutely, you know, ignore it. Don't give him the satisfaction. That was his response. But part of me says that's disrespectful to veterans. That if this takes off, this new social media challenge encouraging people across the country to disrespect and stomp on the American flag isn't answered, you know, what do you do? A former Navy SEAL was on Fox and Friends. Said it represents the devolution of America. Said a lack of respect for authority is a growing problem in this generation, calling for legislators to introduce a bill to make it illegal to disrespect the flag. We've had that debate. This is the problem. We tolerate it. We continue to let people go and glorify it on social media, and this is the problem with our society. We have this access to social media where one dumb person can make a massive statement nationwide and start to get other people to follow, which is disgusting. Try it in China. Try it in North Korea. See what happens. That was his take. It's called the Eric Shepard Challenge. Is that the guy that started it? I guess so, huh? A black college student who's wanted in Georgia after his gun was allegedly found on campus during a series of anti-flag protests.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think the response to this effort to encourage others to stomp on the American flag and post it on social media challenge should be? How should we respond? Best answer wins a pair of tickets for Bully Pulpit Golf Course when you call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or you can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One little piece of unfinished business from last hour related to all of the names submitted for consideration as the new name at the University of North Dakota. Two lists, one that will not be considered because they don't meet the criteria and full of all kinds of juvenile, offensive, profanity and a lot of stupidity. And then the other list of ones that will be considered. And high on the list of those being considered as far as sheer volume is North Dakota, is the term North Dakota. And I started to tell you why I thought that was the best selection. And there is a part of me that says at some point, I don't know if it's 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 100 years from now, somebody is going to look back. Many people are going to look back on the NCAA bully job on North Dakota and say, you've got to be kidding me. You know, 90-plus years ago, tribal elders say, use our name, and then you remove the name? What are you thinking? How could that be hostile and abusive, right? And I don't want to relitigate any of that now because it is what it is at this point. But I'm saying part of the reason I think North Dakota is a good idea is because at some point there's going to be an awakening of just how stupid this was, this whole endeavor. And it wore people down, and you know people didn't want to hear about it anymore, and people were ready to turn the page. I get all that. But I think if North Dakota is the ultimate selection to say, hey, let's just be North Dakota, that maybe it's easier for that to happen at some point. Second point, in my mind, on why it ought to be North Dakota, and I'm welcoming you to agree or disagree to this point. Anything, no matter how good in comparison to the Fighting Sioux, for many North Dakota faithful, North Dakota alum athletes is going to be, you know what I mean? No matter how good, when you replace a name so iconic, so full of heritage and history and you know, it's a name that's revered by so many people, it's impossible to replace that. So don't try. Those are my two reasons on why they ought to be there. Carl Gehring was on the program who chairs the nickname committee, and he specifically had a conversation with President Kelly about whether or not North Dakota would be in consideration. President Kelly said yes, although he would prefer another name. But in other words, it will be considered if it's made the final. I didn't like that answer, quite honestly. Leads me to believe that it might be a heavy lift. But all right, let's get to some calls here. Mark in Bismarck wanted to talk about the flag story. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
You know, the social media has certain criteria that they use to either remove something going on or tell people they can't use their media. I think that's something as far as they're concerned they should look at. But number two, I think that in order for us to have our say, we could boycott that social media, drop our accounts, quit using it.
If they don't police it better. That's a fair point, Mark. Yeah. And you're right. I mean, there are standards, but funny that it doesn't make... I recall some graffiti that was painted on a building up in Grand Forks that included the N-word. It happened. I posted the news story, which included the photo on my webpage. It was taken down by Facebook because they deemed it offensive. How is this not every bit as offensive as that?
Yeah, I can't see any reason why they, with their own standards, wouldn't do something. But then ultimately, if no one's using their social media websites, who's going to advertise on them?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, it would take a lot for people to opt out of Facebook, wouldn't it? I don't know if they would if they'd go there. Mark, hang on a second. We're going to get your telephone number because you're in contention. That's a good submission for the bully pulpit passes. Dwayne and Botno, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, for the flag stompers, I'd say arrest them, put them in a room, and film the video of ISIS cutting off the heads of the Christians. Then they'll start appreciating America and what our servicemen do.
You think that would work?
Well, at least they'd appreciate America. They see what our troops are doing in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, you'd hope so. You would, Dwayne. Put them in a room. Let them watch that video. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Dwayne.
All right.
Here's another.
As far as flag abusers, I would catch them and charge them and then throw them in jail 4th of July weekend. That's my comment. Thanks, bye.
All right. Oh, we have some creative solutions here. I appreciate that very much. Karen, North Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, North Dakota has its first refinery in 40 years, but even more significant, the United States hasn't been building very many refineries, and that's part of the problems we have.
Very good point. Yeah, they started operations this week. You're talking about the Dakota Prairie Refinery out near Dickinson, and first refinery in America built in over four decades. Pretty extraordinary story. We're going to actually chat with David Gooden from MDU, they are MDU Resources actually is a partner in that particular effort on Energy Matters later today, 3 to 5. On either 550 KFYR or 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. I'm going to chat with him about 3:30 today on the program. So looking forward to that, Karen. But very good point to recognize that's been in the news, but doesn't mean we ought not mention it ourselves. More of your suggestions on what to do with those that want to stomp on the American flag and post it on social media. Ignore it, or what do we do about it? Give me your suggestions when we continue.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Spring has sprung, a chase on the lake. Warm temps are here, so don't miss out on a chance to stay a few nights on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Stay now through May 21st and get a great deal. Classic hotel rooms or condos. Relax by the pool. Massage in the Copper Door of Ada Spa and the only lakeside dining in Walker. Classic hotel room price, $79 a night. Classic two-bedroom, one-bath condo, $99 a night. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SPRING or call 888-242-7306. And celebrate the official kickoff to summer with a getaway for the entire family. Family fun and special savings Memorial Weekend at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. This offer is good May 22nd through the 25th and includes a bonfire, s'mores every night, movie night, ice cream social, open bowling, bingo, live entertainment at the 502, and special rates, $259 for two nights in a classic hotel room, $489 for three nights in a classic condo. Upgrades available, too. Go to chaseonthelake.com or call 888-242-7306.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
What's the appropriate response to the insanity of the latest social media challenge stomping on the American flag? Videos posted to social media showing people taking the Eric Shepard challenge, named after this college student wanted in Georgia, who was big on the behavior. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a pair of Bully Pulpit Golf Course passes. A couple of 18 holes on us for the best answer to that question. What the suggested response ought to be to this. What you suggest as a response. Josh, just south of Mandan. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not so bad. Staying on your flag discussion, I think your social media can be used for good also. So what I would suggest to all your listeners is if you've got the Facebook and Pinterest and Instagram and all those things, go out to your yard, take a simple picture of your flag flying over your yard. Go to a cemetery, take your flag picture flying next to maybe a POW flag, and just put a simple post under it that says, these stand for freedom. These stand for freedom of speech. This stands for everything you want to be in America. And keep it simple and hope that that snowballs and takes over.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great idea. That's a way of responding without really acknowledging the getting into the dirt, if you will. You know?
Correct.
And mud with him. It's just saying, I'll show you a different way. I'll show you a different way. I like that. Hang on, Josh. We're going to get your phone number as well here so we can put you in the drawing for the tickets because that's a good one. So, Manny, you grab Josh there as well and add him. Jacob, South Dakota, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, you?
Good. I'm a big fan of your guys' program. And because I'm in South Dakota and a working man, there's no way I'd ever get to go golfing in North Dakota, so you don't have to enter me in the contest. But I thought I had a pretty good suggestion. But I think we should implement or re-implement a mandatory draft, and if people post this on their Facebook, then we already have their name. Draft those people into the military and make them learn firsthand what that flag stands for, so maybe they'd respect it a little more.
Yeah, is it an education problem, you think? I mean, if somebody does this, are they just completely ignorant to?
Well, I think we're all ignorant to some extent to the sufferings and trials that our military men and women have suffered through, and I mean, and what this country was founded on, you know, and I mean, the struggles that our founding fathers went through. And the sacrifices they made to make this country what it is, you know, I think we've all, to a certain extent, and some more than others, have lost sight of what that means. But I think that would be a good way to teach those kids that are disrespecting the flag to at least, maybe they don't agree with everything that this country's doing, and I don't either, but at least have respect that this country can be so much greater than it is. And it is great. I mean, really, we live in one of the most fortunate countries in the world, and I think sometimes we all forget that, too.
Sure do. No question about it. No question about it. Jake, appreciate the call. Call again. Glad you're listening in the great state of South Dakota. Thank you. Greg in Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I think it'd be a great idea if they would round these kids up in small groups and have Marcus Luttrell, the SEAL, the known survivor, escorting a Quantico to Navy SEAL training and have them sit down and have a talk with these young men and women who are dedicating their lives to defending that flag in the greatest ways.
You know, obviously a tall order, but nonetheless, wouldn't it be fabulous to actually have that happen? And how many minds do you think it would change? How many people would have, find their minds illuminated to, wow, I really blew it. I had no idea. I think a lot probably would. You know, I mean,
well, kind of like the Scared Straight series they used to have for the teens that are always in trouble. It would be a face-to-face with reality, people their age that were dedicating themselves to defending our country, our flags, our freedoms.
No kidding. Greg, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. One emailer says, Facebook poster rather, says, stop giving it media coverage and the dummies will stop doing it. You know, there's always an element of that. You wonder how much of this is for effect, but I'm not sure just all the... I mean, when you're craving attention and you do something like this and you get a zillion posters on your Facebook page, that's probably enough. Doesn't even take the rest of the media to talk about. Randy in Western North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just calling in about the flag stomper. I think they should be held and learn or taught how to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Then you should put them on some sort of community service hours, because most of them probably don't have any money to pay a fine anyway. And I guess that's what's on my mind with that.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I appreciate that. Similar comment from another Facebooker, Lucas, says, cut their government assistance. If the symbol of America isn't good enough for you, then neither is the endless stream of handouts.
Sure. The other thing you could cut would be is to suspend their social media accounts, because all they're looking for is attention through social media anyway.
Yeah. A little difficult to do again, but I understand the sentiment. Randy, appreciate the call. Sandra has posted a picture of a widow crying over a flag-draped coffin just being offloaded from a plane. And the phrase on the photo says, when you stomp on our nation's flag, you're also stomping on this one. Still proud of your actions? You disgust me. Please find another country to call home, it says. Yeah. I'm tempted to share that photo, but I think I'll go with an earlier caller's suggestion. Was it Josh that said, just go out and take a picture of a flag flying anywhere and post it up there? No protest, no anything else. Cody in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Are you there, Cody?
Hey, yeah. We already have a saying for it called Don't Tread on Me. I think they should just put a picture of this guy up and just label him traitor and get that going around, and I'm sure he won't be making that kind of mistake again.
Yeah, sadly, he's not alone anymore. He's got people that are taking the challenge right along with him, so a lot of those would have to go up. Cody, appreciate the call. Monty in Bismarck, you're next.
Back in 69 when I got sent home to be discharged, I was on a jet that had about 300 and some troops and sailors and Marines on it coming out of Bogota, Vietnam, and we flew 17 hours straight across the Pacific. And when that pilot come on the air and said, there's the outline of the United States, every man on that plane got up and cheered and was happy to be home and be home alive.
That's a neat story, Monty. That is. So as a veteran, you see an effort like this. I'm curious what you think. Save the answer, if you would, for the other side of the break. We're also going to talk about farmers and ranchers as educated professionals coming up, too. Stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm in Senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. times with fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
All right, 28 before the top of the hour. What is on your mind? Tuesday edition of the program. We're, by the way, live in Minot tomorrow at First International Bank and Trust. Looking forward to that.
We'll see you in Minot tomorrow. Why not Minot? That's what I said. Why not Minot? Headed right up there. Looking forward to that.
Also want to tell you about my friends at PetroServe USA. Whenever I head out, I fill up. And they got a great E15 deal right now. So I'm going to put a little E15 in there. You get the choice at the pump. Not long ago did E30. I love doing the different blends and then tracking the mileage. It's fantastic. Tell you what, E85, I still do that. Put it in the truck, have the flex fuel vehicle, and get some incredible mileage. So you get the choice. That's what it's about. Isn't that America? You get a choice. Decide what you want. You decide your blend. PetroServe USA, the folks connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and the 4-for-4 special. Looking forward to that as well. That's the personal size hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink. I usually go a soda, and two cookies, four items for $4 at a PetroServe USA location near you. All right, we're going to finish with Monty in Bismarck here. So, Monty, great story about coming back from in 69. You with your fellow troops. This is one of the reasons I have an overwhelming urge to not ignore that this, you know, effort is underway to stomp on the flag and post it on social media because of you and your fellow veterans. Okay, because I think of what that must feel like for someone that you know. That served someone, a family member that maybe had someone served that died protecting that flag, defending that flag. That's why I get so darn mad. I'm curious, but from your standpoint as a veteran, when you hear about this, what's your reaction? What's your emotion?
Well, I know they have a right to do whatever they want, but I'll tell you, that flag is a reminder of where you're from and who you are. And in Pearl Harbor, I was in the Navy. And in Pearl Harbor, they lower the flag at the Arizona. It's still just like it's a commissioned ship when we go by it. And I had a friend, a classmate, that got shot down April 2nd, 1972. And it took 23 years to find his remains and bring him home. And my Vietnam Veterans chapter in my hometown took him to Arlington and buried him. And I know that the flag was present in all those ceremonies.
Wow. That's amazing. And, of course, our Vietnam veterans did not in any way, shape, and or form get the response worthy of their service upon their return. It was an awful chapter in American history, and we have not totally righted that wrong yet. So don't ever miss an opportunity to give an extra special thanks to a Vietnam vet for their service. They didn't get it when they came back. Not right. Monty, well said. Appreciate the call. Thanks for your service, and glad you're listening, okay?
You bet. Thank you.
Steve's on the road. Let's get one more comment in here, and one more on air and one more off air that came in during the break. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, well, hey, let's do one of those GoFundMe things, get a pile of money, and then offer any of those flag stoppers a $1,000 and a one-way ticket if they renounce their American citizenship to flag-stopping capitals of the world, Tehran, Caracas, Damascus, you know, various other cool places. And
I love it. This is the stuff I think of in the shower after seeing stuff like this on Facebook. You know, you just would like, wouldn't you just love to? You know, I mean, totally understand the sentiment, Steve. Well, yet I hear Monty and Bismarck say, you know what? It's the right to do it. I fought for that too, as much as it clearly pains the man. You know, it's unbelievable. Here's another call. It came in during the break.
Hey, Scott. This is Gordy, and I would. The only way I would stomp on a flag is if it was around the neck of one of these clowns that are stomping on a flag. So I think what we ought to do is block them and report them on Facebook. At any time we see one of those posts, block that person, block that post after you report them to Facebook, and get this thing off of there. Make them take it down. That would be the best thing to do. Then it won't be out in the public, and people won't be seeing it. Thanks. Bye.
Good stuff. Appreciate that very much. No question about it. We'll do more of this. We'll do more of this. So just hang tight. I want to chat with Val Wagner. Val is with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we're going to talk a little bit about farmers and ranchers as educated professionals. But we'll wrap up in the final segment with a lucky winner of the Bully Pulpit tickets and a couple more comments on this issue, because some great emails and calls pouring in, so appreciate it all. On What's On Your Mind, Val Wagner, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Favorite part of my week, ladies and gentlemen, is on Tuesdays when we talk about agriculture with our partners at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Heard for some folks planting out there in the field today, listening to the tractor, just woven into everything about us as North Dakotans. It's really pretty darn cool. And it's also one tough job, being a farmer or a rancher. And you don't survive unless you are uber-educated and without question a professional. Yet, you know, when I saw we were going to talk about this today, I thought, isn't that funny? We don't really. If I went out to talk to 100 people and said, name some educated professionals and professions, I bet they wouldn't list farmers and ranchers high on that list. Why is that, Val?
Well, that I think part of it has to do with, you know, you look at how people view farming and ranching kind of as a legacy and kind of one of those things that you don't see it necessarily as a career. It's more of a, you know, it becomes a way of life. And I look at where we are today and how people search the internet to find answers for their solutions, and they're listening to people like Dr. Oz and Vani Hari, who's known as the food babe, and, you know, they start to see them as experts because they feel that they're an educated professional. And our goal this summer with a new kind of outreach that we're going to do is to show people that you have local engineers and dietitians and animal nutritionists and economists right there living next to you. And they also happen to be farmers and ranchers. And to make, so that we can make that connection that farmers and ranchers, aside from the education that just comes with the experience of working with the ground and working with the soil, they also, especially a lot of our younger people that are coming back in, have extensive education. You know, they're not just doing these things and raising crops willy-nilly because they feel like this would be something neat to try out. You know, there's a lot of education, a lot of experience, and a lot of knowledge that comes with those profession. You know, and farming and ranching is just as much of a profession as a physician.
Yeah, and when you say that, you know, it's you just sort of go, well, of course it is. You know, Val's absolutely right. Yet as we said earlier, it doesn't happen. So how do you accomplish what you're looking to do here? Give us some ideas of the tools you'll use.
Well, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to feature locally, like in each of our district areas, kind of like a postcard campaign that says meet your local, and whether it be, you know, economist or meet your local architect or meet your local animal nutritionist, and have a photo of the farmer and or rancher at his or her place actually doing what it is they do day in, day out, with a little explanation as far as, you know, what their educational background is and how it benefits how they farm and ranch. And so that people can start to make that connection so that they don't automatically assume that the experts are those people you find online, but the experts are actually those living next to you, those people who are working the ground, who are raising the animals, and who are doing the best they can to provide our food, fuel, and fiber.
Yeah, and you know, just by our nature in this part of the world, you know, folks aren't boastful, right? Don't like to put themselves off as experts. So you have that challenge as well, don't you? Because, you know, even though they are educated professionals and are the experts, the real ones that actually been there, done that, it's no easy feat just getting them to share their knowledge and talk about it, is it, Val?
No, it's not. And that's, I think, part of the battle that we've had so far is that we are so slow to acknowledge that we know best, and that our education and our experiences have helped us get to where we're at. And so many others are so willing to claim themselves as experts that we need to really step forward and show our neighbors that we are doing what's best for our soil, and we are doing what's best for our animals. And we have the research and things like that backing us.
Yeah, very good point. I like that line too, the real experts. Because that's why you're doing this. I mean, these, you know, with all due respect to folks in the academic world that, you know, do a very good job of pulling out different theories from a textbook, that's vastly different than living it day in and day out, actually doing it. The real experts are the folks doing it. And if the real experts don't have a voice, and the others, fill that void, that's not good either, Val. I mean, talk about why this is important, what you're ultimately trying to make sure, with this effort, by getting farmers and ranchers viewed as educated professionals, what you help along and what you avoid.
Well, when you look at where people go to, you know, turn to for their answers as far as nutrition goes, as far as, you know, what should we be doing day in, day out, and you see those people like the blogger, the food babe, or Dr. Oz on television, who are willing to stand up and show or tell people how they should be living and what decisions they should be making. And yet, you know, Bonnie Hari herself, she's a computer scientist. So her expertise doesn't come in nutrition. It's not, you know, she is not a dietitian. She doesn't have that knowledge. It's all been something that she's kind of fallen into as a blogger, and now people, you know, really tend to listen to what she has to say and give her a lot of credence, weigh her arguments heavier than those of us who are actually on the ground, who have done the research. And it's not to say that we also need the scientists who are back, you know, fulfilling that research and working with us on.
Sure, that's great, but they're not the real experts. No question about it. Hey, really, there's a lot of farmers and ranchers, the educated professionals, the real experts within the sound of my voice. Connect with Val and the Farm Bureau and be part of this effort. You can make a big difference. NDFB.org, NDFB.org. Val, as always, great work. Thank you very much. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them.
where the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of two cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America fuel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10. And they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2 for $5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts $2 for $1. Or those great deli express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Top of the hour brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. You want the best, right? You want the best. Who doesn't? Hard to argue that Apache sprayer is the best. Isn't the best. It is the best. Hard to argue with that assertion. Check out the warranty. Check out the reliability. Check out the resale value of these things. Absolutely incredible. Great low interest financing available now. As well, they have new and used some self-propelled sprayers right now. If you go to highplainsapache.com, you can see a whole list. You can give them a call at 701-663-2375. And downtime gets to be a real concern as we get into the busy season here. That's why they have now 50,000 of parts in the everything you could need in the egg application industry they have for you as well. Right there. Okay? They're good to go. HighPlainsApache.com, Mandan, Frontier, which is just south of Fargo, and in Madison, South Dakota, too.
All right. Casey in Watford City is waiting to weigh in here on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Casey.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
Hey, I was just calling touch base on that previous caller that was mentioning posting positive messages about the flag. And I came across a video just a couple days ago of this military child who was at a playground and playing on the, you know, with the playground there. And just down the street, they were lowering the flag, and the bugle was playing the flag retreat song. And this kid stops right in the middle of playing on this playground set and stands at attention the entire time for the lowering of the flag. And then he goes back to playing, and it was a pretty inspirational video, and I think one that could be shared, and, you know, it just goes right along with the same thought your previous caller was, you know, touching base on. So anyway,
yeah, great.
I just want to throw that out there.
That's me. I hope I can find that one. Somebody just posted on our Facebook page the video of a veteran who says, here's my response to the challenge, and he rips up the, you know, the sheet with the person's name on it of the challenge, and then he unfurls the flag and puts it up, just says, put up a flag and do a video of it. And yep. So, you know, I like this. I think it's a great way to go. By the way, Josh from, I can't remember if it was Bismarck or Mandan. Where was Josh from? We have his number. We're going to give Josh the Bully Pulpit tickets for suggesting
that. So, great suggestion. I'm right there with him, so.
Yeah, good idea, Casey. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Here's another call came in during the break as well.
Yes, hi. I'd like to make a comment on the people that are walking on the flag, this big viral social media movement. And as reprehensible as it is, I know there's not a lot of recourse on that. Obviously, the Supreme Court ruled on that so many years back that that's considered free speech. My problem is, why then is it still free speech to draw cartoons of Muhammad or to say other things that are inflammatory to other groups or do things? Why does media give the people destroying our national symbol such a pass? They do it in such awful manners. I mean, it's just, you know, to do it in front of veterans at times and to such a disgrace. I mean, I know it's impossible to pull their student funding, at least hopes for those little pinheads that are probably on federal aid of some form. But, I don't know. What's the country coming to? All right, thank you, bye.
What is the country coming to? Right. By the way, I'll connect this to my mantra of the disintegration of the family being our greatest threat in this country. You know, if families spend more time saying, here's why we revere the flag, here's why we respect the flag, here's what it stands for. Go to things like the Madora musical, where veterans and the flag are honored. Be a different country. Appreciate all the great sentiments on this, so thanks a ton, folks. Before we go, we want to find out one more time what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Brian, who farms in Mohall, says he'd rather farm the land than get an insurance check for not planting, and here's why.
A recent Environmental Working Group report says preventing planting insurance is wasting billions of dollars and encouraging farmers to plow wetlands in the Prairie Pothole region. We are in the Prairie Pothole region. We were 23% seeded in 2013 and 40% seeded in 2014. 2015 is looking better, but 2-3 inches of rain could change things. Even when I can't raise a crop in wet years, I do what I can to maintain the soil for the next year. Preventive plant insurance helps me meet farm expenses, which are always there. I would much rather have a grain check from the elevator than an insurance check.
Isn't that something? That's the American way. Thanks, Brian. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. One more email from Tom. It says, what's the deal on that tank wash I hear you talking about again? Well, it's pretty simple, Tom. If you need a tank wash and you're near Killdeer, North Dakota, or Billings, Montana, look for the Polar Service Center there. Get your rig in there and tell them Scott sent you. Get $100 off your first tank wash. Why would you go anywhere else, Tom, or anybody? Great deal. Polar Service Center, Killdeer or Billings, and they do it right. You got to see their facilities. Incredible. And, of course, they can build you a tank trailer. They can fix it. They can weld it. They can bring a part to your door. Not a tank part that Polar Service Center doesn't have. They're on Highway 22 North, top of the hill, big sign in Kildare, can't miss them. Or on the north side of I-90 in Billings between exits 452 or 455. Your choice. $100 off that tank wash, Polar Service Center. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, my friends. God bless you one and all. We are out of time for today, but we solved a few things today, didn't we? Tackled some big issues. Talked to Teddy Roosevelt. Talked about our great farmers and ranchers. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow for Minot. You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So is the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.